You're listening to Coryell and Husker Nick.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Looks like it's gonna be a perfect day to maybe, hey, just lie in bed, sleep in.
What's all this jabberwopping when there's work to be done?
And good morning. Welcome back. It is Monday, April 29th. We are JP, Coryell. Good morning.
Good morning.
And
we are JP.
Nick. Husker Nick. Good morning.
Good morning.
I am job. Oh, man. It's kind of nice to get back to work. It feels like we had to come back to work to get a little bit of a breather. It was a crazy busy weekend.
Yeah. It was a crazy busy weekend. Going to be an even busier week. We have a lot to address today, obviously.
Yeah, we do.
With the devastation that happened over the weekend, I mean, that's the main one. But
and the cleanup that continues with that.
Yes.
Kudos to you, though. I appreciate the fact that you had some time and you went up to Omaha and got everybody informed on what they can do, where they can help out, and you helped out yourself.
Yeah, if you are interested in volunteering in any way, shape, or form, this video live on Facebook, KX969, that I posted was specifically the Elkhorn cleanup. Okay. But I don't want that. I don't want it to be lost on anyone, obviously, that there aren't efforts or something elsewhere, because there are other places.
All over the place, yeah.
I'm not quite sure if it was on that scale. I'm gathering maybe Elkhorn was, as far as like the number of homes and things hit, might maybe be technically like quantifiably larger, but that doesn't take away from what happened in these other places, it being still very, very sad and devastating. So Blair area,
Bennington,
of course, even Lincoln.
Yeah, a little bit of Lincoln, a little bit of Waverly.
And Waverly. Yeah. So yeah, just the Elkhorn one specifically, if you are interested in donating your time and energy to the cleanup there, there's a post that makes it a little easier. But yeah, crazy weekend. I know we'll talk about it later on, but.
Yeah, and then if you need more information, Omaha Rapid Response is tagged in one of the posts on our page as well, if you want to find out a little bit more about what they're doing and where other opportunities to volunteer and help with the cleanup, or if they need were you looking for a skid steer loader or whatever?
Yeah, there are highly needed items like listed there, mm-hmm. or like on the video, so you can check it out. And, I mean, I know we'll talk about it later, but...
Yeah.
Not to get into the weeds too much, but yeah, it's on Facebook, KX969.
It's a big important thing that's going on right now that we want to, as a community, as Nebraskans, to step up and help out. So we'll keep you updated on that throughout the thing. Busy week for us as well, not only with the cleanup, but also we've got two big nights with Zach Bryan. He'll be live at CHI starting tonight for a two-night stint. He has been very generous as well in helping out here and there when he can with cleanup too, which is just a beautiful thing. We'll talk more about that. We also have a new neighborhood watch for you.
Coming up next.
Go!
This is What's Next with JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
We'll talk about parents being done being parents. We'll get the results of that from this weekend on Facebook, and the nitty-gritty is on the way next.
Zach Bryan assists in Nebraska cleanup efforts, Keith Urban and Lainey Wilson's collab, and whether or not Eric Church bombed.
Getting you in the know from Music Row.
Check this out.
Coryell has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Nitty gritty from Music City, powered by A1 Mold Testing and Remediation. So if you find us on Facebook, KX969, you'll see a little breakdown of this. But Zach Bryan was already here in Nebraska, readying for the concerts tonight and tomorrow in Omaha when the storms struck this weekend.
Yeah.
Zach had lived in Omaha before, by the way. The storms caused severe damage to the area of Elkhorn nearby where Zach was, and then, of course, like Bennington area, things like that. But Zach was seen kind of jumping in. He felt like it was his duty to get his hands dirty and help with the cleanup efforts in Elkhorn. So some pictures and videos and stuff like that of people documenting it. Not very many, you know, just letting him be kind of, but
be a helper.
There were thankfully a few people that got eyes on that. And, you know, as much as maybe I'm sure, and I actually know that Zach Bryan wouldn't want to make a big deal about this.
Yeah.
Just so you know, That's an A1 person. That's a good person.
Yeah. It's a big deal to the people that are involved. It is. So him stepping up is huge.
Yes. When Keith Urban and Lainey Wilson posted a relatively innocuous video of him picking her up to drop her off at the airport for her trip to Australia, that was when speculation started that like the two might be working on something, perhaps a collaboration. Now we know that it is exactly what that is, and it's on the way. Both artists posted a clip on their Instagrams over the weekend, revealing a new duet featuring the two called Go Home With You will be coming out on Friday. All right, so Friday, we're going to get the full thing. Keith Urban and Lainey Wilson, keep your ears open. The biggest storyline over the weekend was Eric Church's performance at Coachella.
Yeah.
And
Stagecoach.
Stagecoach. So he did, in his words, he said, quote, "This was the most difficult set I have ever attempted." He did a stripped down acoustic set of gospel covers with a full choir. So the problem was he was headlining. I mean, it's Eric Church.
Yep.
So he's headlining Stagecoach. And his set started at like 10 o'clock on a Friday night. So a lot of people were pretty angry and wondering why he like ruined the party vibe. They had a lot to say about it. And to be honest with you, that sounds very difficult, like you said. But I don't know that that was the choice for a 10 o'clock Friday night Stagecoach headlining party vibe. You know,
I guess people were leaving too. And in the middle of the set.
Yeah. So that's kind of a bummer. But I mean, it'll be up to you. If you search for it and stuff, you'll find more videos and whatnot of people like leaving or little snippets of
saying
it.
So. $600 for this and they left.
People were furious.
Yeah. I guess that's the gamble you get. That's the gamble you make. But you kind of sort of anticipate a certain set from Eric Church
at least half of it.
He's been messing around with that sort of vibe for a few albums now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it doesn't surprise me he did it, but it just, I don't know. I think he thought in his head it was going to be like really cool, and it ended up just making people really mad.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't, you know, I don't know. It's been strange. He used to always say, like, whenever he did his concerts, it was like, I know people are here to hear certain songs, so I'm going to play them. And this is who I am. And then he's gone away from that over the last few years. And it's been a little strange.
Yeah. Experiment and stuff, for sure. I can feel for those people spending all that money and then getting not the Eric Church show you thought you were getting.
Right.
That's a Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Corey L. with Kix 96.9.
JP, Corey L. and Husker Nick. I've been waiting
on. What is good in your world? Let us know. Facebook, X, or Instagram. You too can be on the show. Coriel, what's your good thing today?
My good thing is two babies born in Huntsville, Alabama. Two babies that come from two different parents. Just absolutely happened chance by, I guess. These babies were named Johnny Cash Davis and June Carter Clark.
Wow.
They were born at the same hospital, same day. June Carter Clark, born at 2:30 p.m., weighing at 6 pounds, 12 ounces. Johnny Cash Davis, born 9:50 p.m., 7 pounds, 2 ounces. And both sets of parents are like fans, obviously. And then they just could not believe that one baby was also born with like the, you know, the twofer name that they were going for. A baby, June's dad's name is Carter, so it was also a nod to him. Meanwhile, baby Johnny's dad is a Johnny, so they're like planning to call him Cash. And the parents say they want to keep in touch, so people online are hoping that they can they'll check back in like 20 years or something like that. And Johnny and June have coupled up. But how crazy is that? That's just
fun.
I know, going for the same thing. Oh my goodness, that's just very, very cool.
All the good feelings on that one. Nick, your good thing.
My good thing. Yesterday, this red Jeep pulled up out front of my house while I was cleaning my garage, and I'm like, what in the world? Who is this? And it was the fifth grade teachers at Russo and some ladies that are in the front office, and they were bringing a little sign to put in our yard that says, graduated from Russo Elementary for my son, Carter.
Aww.
And
what?
He's
That's
got
so
a month
cute.
Until he's done. I mean, there's still a month left of school. I told him, I said, they must think it's in the bag, Carter. I don't know, buddy. But yeah, I just was, I don't know. It's kind of crazy that my son is about to go to middle school, and like it's all these little things that they keep doing and stuff keeps making me feel like time has flown way too fast. So, just put a big smile on my face seeing that out in the yard, you know, just kind of neat.
That's fun.
It's crazy to think that it's because it says on there class of 2031, and I'm like, man, that feels way closer than it should.
Yeah, it's very true.
Wild.
Way yeah. closer.
That's but. Fun. My good thing are the Huskers and the fact that they have joined together to support those affected by the tornadoes with the purchase of a Nebraska Together t-shirt. The royalty and proceeds will go directly to the Red Cross to assist local relief efforts. And then also for the Huskers, last night was the Night at the Lead event that they do, where they celebrate the student athletes, where they the successes they've had on the field, in the classroom, but also in life with the amount of volunteer work that they do. It's tremendous to see these student athletes and what they do on top of everything else.
Yeah.
And then to be able to go and celebrate them. There's not a single school in the nation that does like this. It's like the ESPYs, but for these student athletes and the grade point average and the team grade point average and what you do in the community and how you give back. The Sam Foltz 27 Award, which is handed out to all these kids that just do so much for other people. And it's just beautiful to see and be a part of it. I was lucky to be a part of it again and be the MC. And it always makes me feel good to go there and watch these kids show off and show out because they deserve it, because they just do so much for this area. So continue doing that, guys and girls. Continue being the great supporters you are to the community, and we will keep rooting for you in all kinds of weather.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
There's something you don't see every day.
Okay, a couple of things for you to pay attention to, including Coriel.
What?
When it comes to rats...
Sure.
I know how much you love them.
Yeah, I love them.
How you have had them as pets before.
Yeah, I'm thinking about getting more.
Nice.
There's a senior citizen in Canada that is lucky to be alive.
Why?
Ooh.
After, being bitten by a rat who was hanging out in his toilet bowl.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Well, see, those are feral,
Civilized?
Uncivilized, I guess.
Yeah,
Uncivilized rats?
Coriel trains her rats.
This is true.
Duh.
The unnamed 76-year-old man from Montreal was rushed to the emergency room after a rodent snapped onto his fingers when he tried to grab it out of the bowl.
Oh, I thought he was going for some butt cheeks or something.
Oh, no. He went to go grab at him and it's like, ah! And bit down on him.
Okay.
Got himself a high fever, headache, stomach pains. His kidneys appeared to be damaged.
Oh my god!
Was admitted to the ICU when he found out he was suffering from sepsis.
Oh, okay.
And internal organ damage. That's when the docs realized he caught leptospirosis.
Oh, okay.
Spirosis. Likely from the bat right.
He caught a dinosaur.
The bat right.
The bat right.
When you described that, I was like, he got a dinosaur?
I know, he caught a dinosaur?
The leptospirosis.
This poor guy.
That's a tough one. He was treated with antibiotics and eventually was sent home to recover. It's like, we'll give you some antibiotics. You'll be all right. All that other stuff in the ICU, but yeah, we'll just give you some antibiotics and you go home.
So
be careful with the toilet rats.
Be careful of the toilet rats always. Be careful of any animal or bug in the toilet. I feel like...
Yeah, that's like I don't know. That's scary.
They're in like a desperate situation at that point.
Yeah, because there's a butt hovering over their head.
Well, yeah, they're stuck in a toilet bowl.
Think about a butt that is like 18 times the size of your body hovering over top of you.
Right.
And there's nowhere to go, but...
You're like, I didn't know the eclipse was happening again.
Yeah.
It's like walk behind Coriel up some stairs.
I also do wonder, I mean, so I understand snakes kind of.
That happens a lot, too.
I understand snakes kind of. Rats, to an extent, because, you know, sewage. Because
they get up those tubes, yeah.
Yeah, but, like, how long can they stay underwater?
Apparently, they're pretty good at it.
They can swim.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
They're just fine. They're like, yeah, I'm good in here.
Gosh, that's wild.
It's a lot of water to swim up.
Yeah, but you just think that, like, at some point, it's like, you just can't be underwater that long, especially being a rat.
That's where they come up for air in the toilets.
You think.
Yeah.
Breathing as best he can.
At that point, he's like, help me. I made it this far.
Also, speaking of homes, a real estate agent got a bone-chilling surprise after inadvertently stumbling on a secret dungeon room behind the bedroom closet door in a Florida home.
Oh, my.
Oh, and it's Florida? Okay, yeah. So that's just...
Secret dungeon room. It's the red room.
Yeah.
Jessica Law shared the unsettling story on TikTok, revealing that this was the first time in her 10 years in real estate she found a dungeon in the seller's house. There's like thousands of commenters on the video suggesting that this is nothing more than a fallout or storm shelter. She's like, no, the iron cage door seemed out of place for a storm shelter.
I was going to say, she's no, there's too many hooks in the ceiling for it to be that.
The wooden doors with locks on them and chains on the ground added to the air of creepiness to the whole scene.
Yeah.
So is not a storm shelter.
No, it is not.
That's crazy.
Well, you certainly endure something in there.
This is why I do commercial real estate. This is why I'm in commercial real estate.
Commercial real estate.
I'm not interested in getting into
that home real estate. Yeah, because you really get to see what people are like when you get into their homes.
It makes you think of those pages on Facebook of Zillow house has gone wrong or something like that. There's different names
for
them or whatever.
That's funny.
It's all the crazy houses that are up for sale, and then they look so unassuming on the outside, and then you click through and either the layout just makes no sense or there's just something really odd in it, but some of them are these secret little rooms.
Yeah. How does it look like there's an extra wall in the blueprints of the thing?
Yeah.
You're like, jeez, what is that about?
At that rate, I feel like two things are going to happen. One, you're going to ignore it for the rest of your life. And you're never going to ever, do anything about it, knock it down. But it will eat at you till the day you die.
Yeah.
Or you're going to be like me, be way too nosy, knock it down, and probably get way more than you bargained for. Either way, it's just not ever good if you realize that there is maybe another room in your home that is not on the floor plan.
It feels like an episode of American Horror Story.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick. Check this out.
Here's what's trending
online now.
Here on Kix 96.9.
And what's trending brought to you by Camping World of Lincoln.
3.
Well, we can put that sound away for another year as the draft is done. The trades have been made. The players have been selected. And it's history. The winners and losers from the draft, according to the experts at The Athletic, were the Philadelphia Eagles managing to pull off a record-tying 8 trades during the 7th-round draft, landing 2 quarterbacks and give them 9 picks in the next year's draft. Also winning were the Steelers, Commanders, Chargers, and Chiefs. The losers were led by the Atlanta Falcons when they became the whipping boys of the draft after their shocking round one pick of quarterback Michael Penix Jr. when they already had a quarterback in Kirk Cousins who's making $180 million. And apparently it didn't get any better than that for the Falcons. Also on the losing side, the Cowboys, Dolphins, and Raiders were the losers from the draft.
Losers.
Winners from not the draft, but also getting some deals, though, were a bunch of Huskers, including safety Omar Brown, who signed a contract with the Broncos. O-lineman Nori Newland signed a contract with the Saints. Safety Phelan Sanford signed with the Raiders. Anthony Grant got a contract with the Bucks. Corner Quentin Newsome signed with a free agent deal with the Broncos. Long snapper Marco Ortiz got a minicamp invite from the Chargers. And receiver Billy Kemp received a minicamp invite from the Giants. So a lot of good things for some Huskers potentially there. And speaking of the NFL, the commissioner, Roger Goodell, got booed on stage in Detroit. But a lot of people are championing his ideas for what he wants to happen for his ideal schedule for the NFL, and he's hoping the owners will go along with it, switching to 2 preseason games and having an 18 regular season, extended the schedule by 1 week, and then Super Bowl Sunday coincides with a 3-day weekend, and the following Monday is President's Day. So that's his idea for the future of the NFL schedule.
Yeah, no kidding.
Which I don't think anybody's going to hate on having Monday off after the Super Bowl. We've been talking about that.
That'd be nice.
For
just to have
years.
That forever.
Yeah,
to be
definitely.
Able to have that forever. Let's do it. Roger Goodell, make it happen. And I'm pretty sure you'll have a lot of friends that'll be cheering for you.
One! So dozens of tornadoes were reported this weekend between Nebraska and our neighboring Iowa communities. This is not news to you at all. If there are things that you'd like to do to help, as far as if it's donating time and energy or money, things like that. You can find some details at KZKX.com. Also on our Facebook page, KX969. The Omaha mayor said there were no deaths, only a few minor injuries as far as the Omaha area. Man, damage. Yep. Despite the relatively good report on casualties, there's heavy, heavy damage to enough homes that they've planned to declare a state of emergency to allow those affected to have access to state and federal recovery aid. Two tornadoes hit the Omaha area, Elkhorn, Bennington, Blair, Waterloo. I'm sure I may be missing a few others, but that was Friday afternoon, with one assessed at potentially an EF3. That seems to be more like the Elkhorn one, the other EF2. There's reports of damage at Epley Airfield as well, with some private planes.
There's a train derailed from its track, which is unreal too.
Yes, just outside of Lincoln on the way to Waverly. And then, of course, Lincoln even saw some damage as well. Northeast edge of town, including collapsing the Garner Industries building on its way to Waverly, which ultimately ends up in Omaha. That tornado started, it clipped Lincoln, and then it's on the ground. That's where it started its path of destruction. Garner Industries had like 70 plus workers at that time that all survived despite it collapsing. So so very incredibly lucky. And, truly,
you got to see it. What did you see when you were up there yesterday with the helping with cleanup?
So I went to Elkhorn, though I know there are other areas that are affected. Went to Elkhorn, and I mean, if you've seen the pictures, you kind of know what you're walking into, but then you feet on the ground, it's terrible.
Yeah.
And I knew I would, because I'm an emotional person, so I cried right away. But, then you just kind of like have a moment to yourself, and then you get going, because, I mean, I put in like 5 hours yesterday, and I wanted to move swiftly and consistently. Mm-hmm. And, also you're like, you're burning some steps and stuff. You're like, all right, this is nice. Cause like, I'm working my body and I'm helping out. And you feel good in that way, but also just the physical, exhaustion. And I just did 5 hours, and I didn't even do some of the heavy lifting that other people are doing. I cannot imagine how some other people feel physically, never mind emotionally. So it's just crazy. I'm a huge advocate for that. We all are, obviously.
Right.
If the script was flipped, they would do the same thing.
Exactly.
So if you're kind of on, if you've been thinking like, well, maybe I will, but life and stuff, make time for it.
Make time. Yeah.
A few hours. You might feel like you're not doing hardly anything, because there's so much stuff. It feels like you're not even putting in a dent, but it matters. And if everybody did it, it'll go by quicker. So consider doing that.
You can also donate monetarily. We've got it set up on our website at kzkx.com with Alpha Cares. You can go and donate to the local Red Cross, American Red Cross relief efforts, right on our website at kzkx.com. All of that goes to support the American Red Cross here on the ground.
Like the Nebraska.
Yep, the Nebraska
chapter. Or however you say that.
So they will be glad to help out any way we can. More details, as we mentioned, on Facebook, X, and Instagram, or at kzkx.com, to be able to help out our neighbors as they recover from this. That's what everybody's going to be talking about today. Should she leave it alone or report her neighbors? We'll talk Cassie in Neighborhood Watch.
The drama is right there in your own backyard. It's Neighborhood Watch.
Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning.
So what is going on with you and your neighbor that you need us to step in? What's going on?
Well, I haven't done anything yet, but I kind of wanted to make sure I wasn't going to make a mistake. So I'd love any thoughts or advice.
All right. So what's going on?
Well, my husband and I have lived in the apartment we're in now for about a year, and we really love it. I mean, we're really happy here. We're on the third floor of our building, and so we don't usually get a lot of foot traffic, obviously.
Right.
It's really just the people that live in the building.
Okay.
And our neighbors are really, quiet and respectful. Like, everyone gets along really well. A couple of months ago, I noticed that we started getting more people that I didn't recognize walking by our apartment.
Ooh. Mm. Okay.
And is exactly right. I didn't think that much of it, but then I was looking for an Airbnb last week, because we have some friends that are coming to visit, and I was looking for a place for them. And I noticed that there was a listing for an apartment in my building.
Oh,
and weird.
When I clicked on it and saw like the layout, the photos and everything, it's the apartment next to ours.
So wait, so
I had no idea you could even do that.
Well, right.
I don't think you're supposed to.
So they
wow. Well,
they're right? Airbnb in their apartment next to you.
Yeah. Yeah, like the one right next to ours. And I noticed that they had installed like a security camera in the corner of their doorway.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, I mean, it really hasn't caused a big problem yet. There were a couple like really noisy and rude children that were there for like 2 weeks.
Okay.
But I guess there's a little bit more like apartment noise than usual. But that's not really that big a deal.
Not it's too worried just about that. Okay.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of worried for safety reasons because I'm usually home alone. My husband and I work on opposite schedules, and we're like in an area that's, you know, it's kind of, there's some sketchy people around it anyway, in the neighborhood.
Okay.
You know, so I don't really want to like start trouble in the building. But on the other hand, it's like been a couple months and there's already some disruption. I don't know. I'm just worried it could get worse and I don't know what to do. Right. And my husband, he's like, you are such a snoop. Stay out of their business.
He's just like, mind your business. We don't need to get involved in it.
Could you just jump on Airbnb and just give them a bunch of really poor ratings and just make it so no one wants to go there?
I mean, that'd be
like,
way
like in one of the comments, put down, pretty sure this is a trap house. You know what I mean?
Like, my God.
Yeah, that's what I would do if
that'd be one way to handle it.
Yeah.
Oh.
That would be so weird because like, I don't want to have conflict. Like, what if they found, like, I don't know. Like, what's the right thing to do? I don't know.
You could also put on there so it's like you're incognito. Be like, and their neighbors are terrible. You don't want to be next to them. So then they'll never guess it was you.
Well, see, I don't. And again, like Lindsay said, I don't know if it's legal that you can do it.
I don't think you can sublease something you're leasing.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is, like, when we went to Houston, we stayed in an Airbnb that was in an apartment. Like, somebody had basically rented out their apartment for us.
If they owned it, yeah. If it was a condo,
maybe,
and they
own it.
I don't know.
Beast.
If you go to Airbnb's website, it does say rent out your home, apartment, or. But again, I wonder if you can sublease. That's the key here.
Right.
That's
yeah.
You might be able to get them on a technicality and just kind of mention it to the ownership, and they'd be like, "What?
Send an anonymous letter."
Letter you'd have to do because anything, email or text message,
those
or whatever.
IP addresses.
So I just had a thought. We're going to throw this out there before we go to the people. I happen to be really good, close, tight friends with Jungle John, who, of course, he runs the zoo.
Yeah.
And I could give him a call, and we could see how many animals we could bring from the zoo pack into their house for one weekend, and then maybe they'll never do an Airbnb again.
That is a very extreme way of handling it.
There has been, listen,
and spiders.
There have been some animals that he's brought into our studio that have defecated some of the smelliest poo poo you've ever smelled in your life.
We had a turtle pee.
And that's not even just Jungle John doing that. So, like, I mean, my goodness gracious.
I don't think that's a good solution.
I thought you were all going to say, like, go to your neighbor and talk to them, but you're like,
No.
Bring in the big
guys. When Nick speaks, it's the extreme.
You don't come onto this radio show for, like, logic and, you know, let's play nice around here.
No, right.
I haven't come up with a way for you to be in a ghillie suit with a BB gun yet. So, I don't know. We'll figure it out. Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, we will be glad to present this to our listeners and see what, if they've experience something like this, and maybe they have thoughts on it or whatever suggestions they might have. We'll also get it on our social media pages, so check that out. But we do appreciate you listening every day, and thank you for getting hold of us and letting us do this.
Well, I think you all are the best.
Coming up next, go next with the JP Coriel and Husker Nick Show.
All right, taking it to you guys. What do you think Cassie can do about her neighbors renting out their apartment for an Airbnb? Has anybody experienced this? Is that okay? What should she do? Should she confront the neighbor or tell the office manager just leave it alone? You can let us know on Facebook, X, and Instagram, KX969, to be a part of Neighborhood Watch.
The drama is right there in your own backyard. It's Neighborhood Watch.
And if you're just joining us, it's Cassie who wants some help because her husband's like, listen, you need to just have JP Coriel and Husker Nick figure this out because I'm tired of you being a snoop.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she snooped on her neighbors in their apartment, because she was looking for an Airbnb for some friends that are coming to visit. And then she happened to notice on the Airbnb listing that there was an apartment in her building. And the layout, photos, description all confirm that it's an apartment next to hers. And then she noticed they have a little security camera in the corner of the doorway. And now she's like, okay, this is too weird. I got to do something about this. Her husband says, just leave it alone. And she wanted us to ask you guys, have you experienced somebody using their apartment as an Airbnb? Is that okay? What should she do? Should she confront the neighbor or tell the office manager or just leave it alone like her husband says? And so we took it to Facebook, KX969, and Twitter as well, or X. A bunch of people are mind your business. Jasmine says, if the guests aren't bothering you, mind your business, especially if you don't know for certain. Ashley says, leave it alone, mind your business. Brian says, if it's affecting her in any way, if not, mind your business. Sarah says, why do you care? Laura says, it's highly likely that renting out an apartment is a violation of a lease. It also possesses a potential safety threat to other residents, and that's definitely a lease violation. Call, report it. How management responds may depend on the proof, so include a copy of the listing for sure. We had Cody say she should check with the building manager if they allow it. If yes, they're good. If no, the GIF is hilarious that was attached to it. Big problems.
Oh, okay.
So they got there. So we asked you also on the phone lines what you think she should do. Hi, Kix.
To be honest, it depends upon if they're the lease that the apartment renter has. If there's nothing in the lease that says they can't sublet, then it's perfectly legal.
Okay. That's a good point.
I have leases that specifically say you can't sublease them. But if they don't specifically say that, the apartment renter can do whatever they want.
Okay. We also had... Lindsay, you kind of looked it up officially, unofficially. What does it say on the online?
Well, I, you know, got to go to Google.
If it's on the internet, it's true.
Right.
It led
me to the City of Lincoln city building site. So short-term rentals, as of June 2021, City of Lincoln ordinance provides a legal process to operate a short-term rental within the Lincoln city limits. But this process involves acquiring a short-term rental license through building and safety. So if the landlord purchase that for the specific apartment, they can, you know, they can have it, but I'm guessing, why would they do it for just one?
Yeah, that's odd.
Yeah.
And then it's nice that we have our listeners that think like you do, Nick.
Oh, good, yes.
And have like the ghillie suit attack mode type stuff ideas.
Yes.
Hi, Kix.
I think this could go two ways. So find out how much this B&B is running for.
Okay.
And then have their friends stay at it if it's reasonable, because then it would be right next door to them. And then after the fact, then let them know. let the complex know.
Got it. Oh, so like let her friends stay there for that time period because she's coming into town.
Right.
And then after that, it's like, hey, by the way, this is illegal. They're next door.
Right. And then they wouldn't suspect them of turning them in.
You're covering your tracks.
Right.
Okay. Pretty diabolical, but
what
perfect.
What if we go to Lindsay's go-to move is the flaming bag of dog poo?
Oh.
That's your go-to move, Lindsay?
No.
You say no because you're on the radio. Off the air, you'd be like, yeah.
You have picture proof?
Yeah, there's not photos.
No,
nope.
Didn't happen.
I'm usually with you. I don't want to get in trouble, too.
Picture didn't happen.
It's you.
We got it.
Yes. Yeah. No.
You had the lighter, Nick.
That's right. You're the one who had the poo.
Whoa! I got it from Jay.
You got it from a dog out in the dog area.
Mm-hmm. Got it from your dog.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, you can let us know what you think. It sounds like it's pretty cut and dry that either mind your business or report them because it's illegal.
Yeah.
Is what the choices are, the primary ones, or let your friends stay there for
mind
the time.
Mind your business or report it because it's illegal. I like that. That's good. Two options.
All right.
Yeah.
Way to go, team.
Yeah. If you need our help, we're here to sort it out.
Bud.
Just reach out on Facebook, X, or Instagram, KX969, with the title Neighborhood Watch, and we'll help you too.
Kangaroo shop.
All right. God, you were normal yesterday.
There are those moments where it's great to have kids, and then there's those moments where it just flips that switch, and you hate it. And we asked you because there was all kinds of different conversations.
Just kind of annoyed with some things.
They drive you a little crazy every once in a while.
You don't hate your kids. You just hate the moment. What's going on with them?
Sure. Okay.
Don't do as I say. Do as I do.
Yeah.
I don't hate you. Just not all the time.
just
right now.
I'm not a fan. Not a fan of you at all. Not at all.
Well, going into the weekend, we asked more or less it's more along the lines of what are you just totally done with from a parent's perspective? Like, as a mother, what are you over? As a father, what drives you nuts? Specifically, usually with children, obviously, mothers and fathers. But, I mean, it's specifically something to do with, like, either something that your kid wants or that you're, like, expected to do for your kid, for example. Parties, throwing birthday parties and stuff. Someone had mentioned they are totally done with party favors because they're like, throwing the party is the favor. I don't want to have to worry about your little grab bag, goodie bag BS on the way out the door. I already spent all this money for this party. I don't need to get you cookies and a kazoo, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, well, that's Becky makes a point. Party favors for kids are usually just plastic junk that will be thrown away.
Yeah.
Or collects. Or collects. Like dust. I remember cleaning out the house to sell it, and there was a toy box full of either party favors from birthday parties or McDonald's toys.
Okay, yeah.
Then, McDonald's toys are everywhere.
I was ready to toss it all in the dumpster, but my lovely fiance is like, no, let's pick out the good toys. We can donate those to the mission. And so we spent time picking through all this crap and found like a handful of good things to pass on. But it's because of those party favors or McDonald's toys. Like, just tired of them.
Yeah. On Facebook, KX969, Deja said not sleeping through the night.
Yeah, that can happen.
Kyle says, we do not do slime in my house, LOL.
Oh, man. Yeah. That and kinetic sand, too. Kinetic sand kinetic is not. The worst. No point. It goes everywhere.
Melissa says, socks everywhere. Socks left randomly for no reason whatsoever. And a pile of unmatched socks that grow constantly because apparently our washer and dryer take 50% of our socks as a payment and believes no one should have only one of each sock match.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
It's a constant battle with socks in their house.
Nikki says, my kids arguing and fighting with each other nonstop. Also choosing dinner and dishes. So Nikki's got a little list of things they are just completely over with. Alyssa also says, whining. I refuse to talk to my children when they do this. Either use your regular voice or whine to someone who will listen because it's not me.
Yeah, not happening.
I reached a point when Tristan was younger, I could coach him in sports to a point. And then at one point in time, I was coaching his baseball team. He was in middle school. And I went down the line to one of the other dads that was helping out and said, hey, you are from now on, you are his coach. I'm going to coach everybody else. You coach Tristan because I can't handle this kid anymore.
Yeah.
There you go.
It got to the point where I was done. Oh, I was absolutely done coaching
him. Bernadette says, asking where their stuff is all the time. Clothes, keys, phone, shoes, blah, blah, blah. Half the time it's right in front of their faces. Plus, why must I be the one who knows where their stuff is at all times? Moms usually know, but give me a break and take care of your own crap.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Justin also said, and I feel this, and I'm not even a parent, just right. Based on things that I have heard from my friends and stuff, and even Husker Nick, you've mentioned it before. Justin commented and said, common core math.
Yeah. Doing the math homework, it's like, why do I have to take the steps you guys are taking here? It's so much easier just to do it this other way.
Right.
And it's like, all right, well, I guess if that gets you where you're going, that's fine.
I already couldn't do math.
As is. Yeah.
Right. For me. And then I can't imagine having a kid and having to like learn new math.
Yeah, right. It's not awesome. I can tell you that.
If you need to vent to start your day, feel free to jump on Facebook KX969 and let us know as a parent what you're done with. It felt like a scene right from the movie.
Well,
on a Friday afternoon,
it
was that one that crossed the interstate was pretty dang big, and then the massive amount of tornadic activity that we had on a Friday afternoon was just crazy. It started about like 1:30-ish and just continued on throughout the day.
You know, the amount of tornado warnings and severe weather, things like that, just across the Midwest in general, the South and the Midwest, it's amazing. Holy moly.
Yeah.
If you look at the number of even just warnings, not watches and other things, just tornado warnings across the South and the Midwest and in Nebraska, obviously, too, the number is astounding.
It was unreal. How many did they said, like, 40 to 80 potential. It's all over the place.
The reports are all kind of all over the place. Yeah.
Yeah.
But between Nebraska and neighboring Iowa communities, because the Iowa communities, like the town of Minden that was flattened, you know, that tornado started like Nebraska stateside and then went into Iowa. So we could kind of lump them all together. Right. And if that's the case, like it looked like maybe up to 80 different warnings, but at least just dozens would be a safe way to say that, I guess, because it's just kind of hard to. It's kind of hard to find a clear source on that, but there are hundreds of homes that are destroyed between Elkhorn and Bennington area, and then into Iowa and stuff. Hundreds of homes are flattened.
Wasn't it kind of amazing the video, like the amount of video we saw from people?
Yeah, there's quite a bit.
That was out, and like some of them, I'll be honest, some of them when I saw them on X, I was like, that looks CG. Is that real?
Well, right. There you know was what I mean? Like TikTok that was clearly AI.
Yeah.
And that was so unnerving. It was really, really, I don't know.
Messy. Yeah.
Well, not unnerving. Sorry, that was the wrong word. It was just annoying.
Right.
Because it's like you don't have to amplify with these crappy AI things for clicks. You could just share what we actually went through.
Right.
Yep.
Well, there's that Storm Chasers video of the semi truck coming right at their camera. There's also footage of the folks that were on
that.
What
do you mean? Explain that, please.
So, like, literally, all of a sudden, they move their camera, and here comes the semi on its side, sliding towards their car, past their vehicle on the interstate.
I have not seen that.
Yeah,
that's a crazy video.
They were okay,
though.
They
were okay.
Storm Chaser.
Yeah.
I had a buddy send me over one that from Waverly. And I will be honest, what took me aback from this, because the scene was, it was a woman actually shot it from her front yard. And she had sent it over to him, and then he sent it to me. But she shot it from her front yard, and like looking down the street, you can see all the houses down the street in the suburban area, and then there's that big tornado behind it. And the thing that struck me was how many like sites that are like, you know, spam sites picked up the video and then was saying like Elkhorn, Nebraska, or all these things. And I kept seeing the person who did it, that shot the video, kept marking, no, that was in my front yard in Waverly, you know, like on the things. It was kind of crazy to see that, how many people were doing that.
We got to, I think it was Jeff Motes and our boss, Rob Kelly, got video footage from our front doors here at 38 Cornhusker when
it developed.
Jill got it.
Yep.
Okay. And
Jill, our coworker.
The amount of footage that's come from it is just crazy.
Well,
but also the amount of good that's come out of it, people stepping up and trying to help.
Yeah, absolutely. And also the fact that there were no casualties.
Yeah,
I mean,
that was a huge
thing. The fact
thing.
That it's just minor injuries is, it's astounding. And honestly, like that, I'm glad it's that's the case, but it shouldn't have even been the case. A tornado this size at the time of day and where it hit, I mean, that's just... Doesn't happen.
Having
no casualties.
Also, with that hail that came down, I would tell people, make sure you're calling roofing companies and have them check your houses.
That's what I was going to say.
Because that's not, you know, you think, hey, I dodged the tornado, so we're all good, but you might have got your house beat up by those softball, whatever, baseball-sized hail that was coming through.
I literally got the car in the garage, and it started hailing gumball-sized hail for 20 minutes out of Northwest 48th Street area. So
well,
it's
out
like...
by...
That's definitely something to get checked out.
I think it was the Elkhorn area, but I know somewhere near us, it was nearly grapefruit sized.
Yeah, it was the photos of the size of the hail was crazy.
Gravy. And you know, obviously, you know, Lincoln sustained some damage to the northeast side, but I mean, truly that tornado that was on the ground for just so long that caused so much damage.
Yeah.
I mean, it formed over Lincoln. So if you were looking up thinking, well, those look pretty low or that kind of looks like it's swirling, that's because it was, you know?
Right.
And truly, I mean, it clipped us and it took out Gardner Industries. And I know there were about 70 plus people in that building in that time that were probably very nervous and rightfully so. Some injuries even came out of that, but we're just very, very lucky. We got lucky. We did. The city of Lincoln for the most part did, and I know that it's a little bit of a drive, not very much at all, but if you feel so inclined, these areas around us can use your manpower, woman power. They need bodies, they need people to physically do some stuff, and especially machinery to haul stuff around. So make sure you're looking into like ways you can help. We'll keep you posted on Facebook, KX969.
And the Omaha Rapid Response is a good page to go to. There's a lot of information there. The American Red Cross local version.
There's a link at KZKX.com with Alpha Care as a way to donate to. And then also, I thought this was interesting when I showed up for cleanup at Elkhorn yesterday. I never thought about this, but a big thing too would be like gas gift cards.
Yeah, that's a big
part. To keep the machinery running.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got little kids, you can't leave, new mom, new dad, you're staying at home, or physically you're not as able-bodied to be able to go and move some of this stuff. Yeah. You can always donate those gas gift cards. Those help quite a bit.
That's a big deal.
Yep.
And then, of course, the boys, Busted with the Boys and Barstool put out a Husker Strong t-shirt that the proceeds going to help out. The University of Nebraska has
so
their
Best
t-shirts
of Big
as
Red.
Well. Yeah, Best of Big Red's
got
them,
too.
That's
some great stuff going.
So if you feel so inclined in to do something, to do at least the bare minimum, or if you can do more than that, it would greatly be appreciated. And you can find out more information on all of that on our website at KZKX.com.
You're listening to JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Well, we got to hang out with them a little while back down in the rail yard, and now they're back for another massive pre-party. It is time to check in with everybody's favorite dad, Zach Bryan's dad. Dwayne's on with us, as well as Tyler Anthony. Good morning, boys.
Good morning. Hello, darling.
It's Hello, darling.
Oh, wow. Morning.
I can tell already that you two have been hanging out way too much, probably last night into today.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Well, Tyler Anthony's a local artist out of Gretna, Nebraska, and he is graciously joining the Kix pre-party at DJ's Dugout prior to Zach's shows. And tonight, Tyler, you've got a set at DJ's from like 4:30 to 6:30, correct?
Yeah, I'm going to be posting up with you guys there at DJ's Dugout down here, 4:30 to 6:30, playing a lot of tunes, getting the crowd ready.
And handpicked by Dwayne, by the way, because like these two are like thick as thieves. Dwayne, how has things been going for you lately? We haven't had a chance to check in lately.
Really good, actually. Really good. It's been a whirlwind. I've had a month of just one thing after another. And coming up here on the motorcycle was a little rough.
I saw your post about that.
Yeah, had to stop in Kansas City on the way to Des Moines, but here we are.
And you made it just in time.
Perfect. Absolutely. And then what day did you get in? Because you were here a little early, right?
2 days ago.
So you've had plenty of time to scout where the cold beers are and the good food, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Well, we get to hang out with you guys again, which is always a good time. Dwayne is the man who brings the party, and he's bringing Tyler Anthony with to DJ's Dugout tonight. How have things been going for Zach? When's the new music coming out? What do we got coming up?
Really good. The next show's in St. Louis. They're just going to keep going for the second leg of the tour. Honestly, things are going real well. He's getting out in the community and doing things that make me proud of him.
Excellent. That's Absolutely. All you can hope for, right?
Well, if you're looking to join all the festivities, we've got a party for you at DJ's Dugout tonight and tomorrow ahead of both shows. Tonight will be extra special, though, with Tyler Anthony, local act from Nebraska, performing a set from 4:30 to 6:30. So if you are going to tonight's shows or not, if you just want to join the party in general, you absolutely can. DJ's Dugout, 4:30 to 6:30 for live music from Tyler Anthony.
It'll be a good time had by all, and Dwayne knows how to bring the party. What should we expect with tonight and the show with Zach?
There will be no Easter bunnies. You never know what they're going to surprise everybody with, but they're ready.
Going to bring the heat.
Yeah, and the arena has been exceptionally kind to all of our team.
Excellent.
Great. That's, good to hear.
That's what we love to hear. And we're glad you guys are back in town again, back in the state of Nebraska. We look forward to hanging out with y'all tonight. 4:30, the party begins. DJ's Dugout. Dwayne and Tyler,
thank you so much
for your time.
Oh, thank you guys. Thank you.
Hey, remember, we got Zach Bryan's pre-party tonight, DJ's Dugout. Swing up there and come hang with us before the show tonight and tomorrow night. So you'll have that to look forward to as we start the week off. We also have the beginning of the voting for Red, White, and You.
Red, White, and You. The finalists have been chosen. So thank you for the wonderful submissions. This is the National Anthem Singing Contest for Country Drive Music Festival. Coming up this summer, June 20th through 22nd.
So, it's going to be an awesome time.
Yeah. We will have a local talent perform the national anthem each new day. So three winners total. It'll be the top three voted talent on this five finalist list.
Okay.
So you have today through May 12th to vote for your favorites. Ooh. It's one vote per person per day. So you got to use it sparingly. And like I said, top three voted will perform.
And that'll go active here at 10 o'clock, you said?
I think you can vote now.
Oh, it's
just,
great.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. But here shortly, it'll be on Facebook. I just...
Got it.
Yep. Okay. It'll be on Facebook here in a couple of minutes, KX969. Otherwise, you can just head to KZKX.com and get to voting there.
Yeah, I got Nicole, Gloria, Brent, Eddie, and Hannah, and all of their videos are there for you to be able to listen to them doing the National Anthem.
And if I remember right, I think Hannah's a high school student.
Oh, very cool. Nice.
And it might be Fremont, but I might also be saying that incorrectly.
Hey, whatever. It's cool that they're able to just jump on the microphone and sing the National Anthem. It's not an easy task for a lot of people.
No, not at all. I mean, talking, just talking in front of people in general can be terrifying, much less singing. So if, you know, if you've ever done something like that, you know how brave you got to be sometimes to do these things. How cool is that?
What a cool event. Again, a part of Country Drive Music Festival, which is coming up June 20th through the 22nd. Your chance to sing the National Anthem to start off the day each day.
It's Freeman High School.
Freeman High School.
Hannah.
Shout out.
Is a junior at Freeman High School.
Excellent.
That's what I was getting at.
Okay. Some fun to be had with the red, white,
and
blue.
Go get your votes on KZKX.com and Facebook, also KX969 through May 12th.
Okay, that's up there. You can also find out more information about helping out with any of the relief for the tornado storms that came through, the relief from all of that. You can be a part of that also on KZKX.com. Have a great day. We will be DJ's Dugout later on today.
Tomorrow.
And tomorrow, too. We'll be back tomorrow with Dan and Merdub, give you a chance to help out as well. And we'll hook you up with some SIP Nebraska tickets, too. There's a lot coming up tomorrow as well. If you missed that on today's show, you can find that on our podcast at KZKX.com.
Wake up.
Everyone in Nebraska wakes up to JP Coriel and Husker Nick
on Kix 96.9.